Well, we've been waiting on the first drop of data from the 2020 U.S. Census for a little longer than normal for many reasons, ranging from COVID-19 to changes at the federal government level. But we got the initial release of some data from the Census Bureau on Monday, which revealed some details like which states will gain and lose places in the U.S. House, as well as some general population trends for our country and our state. Joining me on the phone to talk about this some more is Rebecca Tippett, who is the director of Carolina Demography out of the Carolina Population Center at UNC. Rebecca, thanks so much for taking the time. How are you?
How are you?
I am doing well. So a whole bunch of data that we finally get to see for the first time yesterday. Can you share with us what exactly it was that we got from the Census Bureau and what kind of stuff we're still waiting on that we'll get later in the year?
Yeah, so yesterday's release was really our first look at the top level numbers from the 2020 census. So we got a few things. We got the state total populations, and that was both the apportionment population, so that's the population that they use to allocate seats in the U.S. House of Representatives, and that includes both the resident population and federal overseas personnel, both civilian employees and the military. And then we got the resident population count. We got some information on how everybody was counted from state to state, which we were kind of still waiting for, and we got some information about how the numbers that we got yesterday stack up with the estimates that we had going into 2020, which gives us a bit of what's considered kind of a quality metric about how close were we to where we think we should have been.
And so this is the first bit of release. I believe we're probably going to get more data in the fall of this year, right? So what will we learn when that comes out?
I forgot the back half of the question. There was so much kind of new, exciting stuff released yesterday that the other thing that we're, you know, it's important to keep in mind that it's still just the very, very beginning of what we're going to be getting from the Bureau. So what we're still looking for and what's coming down in starting in August are going to be things about kind of all the demographic details, so things like race, ethnicity, household type, household size, but all that local population counts, anything below the state level is not going to be released until later this fall, and that's when the redistricting file will also be released.
Understood. Yeah, that's going to be very helpful on that front. But also helpful was some of the stuff that we learned yesterday when looking at North Carolina. What does the population state of the state look like at the moment?
So right now, North Carolina's population, according to the 2020 census, our resident population was just over 10.4 million. That was an increase of about 904,000 or 9.5% since 2010. And that was a little bit surprising because based on estimates, we were thinking that North Carolina's population was going to be closer to about 10.5, 10.6 million. So this was about 140,000 fewer residents than we'd anticipated based on kind of the numbers we'd had going into the census.
And is there any update in terms of kind of population change within the state, too? I know that there's probably some shifts in terms of where around the state people are now migrating from.
Yeah, so the data that was released yesterday is just the state population total. So we don't yet know exactly what the 2020 census counts are going to be for our counties. But the fact that our number came in below where we thought it was at the state level suggests a few things. That, you know, going into 2020, we thought about 43 counties had lost population. And so to have a lower population count at the state level, it means either our fast-growing counties maybe didn't grow as quickly or as much as we thought they did. Our counties that we thought lost population may have lost more people than we thought they did, or a combination of the two. So we're going to be looking really closely to that release in the fall to really understand what's been happening at the local level.
We're speaking with Rebecca Tippett, who is the director of Carolina Demography at UNC, about this first batch of data released from the 2020 U.S. Census. And Rebecca, we were talking about when people were filling out their census, the risk of undercounts and the potential effects of that, too. That does seem to kind of match up with what you're saying here in terms of Carolina Demography's projection being a little bit off. Is there any reason to see or assume that there is a bit of an undercount, not just maybe in North Carolina, but across the country?
I mean, Yeah, so one of the things that the Bureau released yesterday was what's called the demographic analysis estimate, and that's kind of considered the gold standard for evaluating how accurate the census was. And in 2010, the census total was a slight overestimate. They estimated that the census was about 25,000 more people than really were in the country. And this year, they're estimating that it was a slight underestimate. So it was about 0.35% underestimate. I will say on the state-by-state basis, we don't yet have any state-level estimates of the undercount. But we know that the population estimates that we're going into 2020, there's always going to be some error on those. In 2010, the census came out over 1.1% higher than where we thought North Carolina's population was going to be. This year, it's 1.3% lower than what we thought it was going to be. That's pretty consistent with kind of where we would expect. Overall, most states had a population in line with about where we thought it was going to be. It's just that on the margins, right, it might be a little lower or a little higher than where we thought things were. But we're seeing overall patterns are pretty consistent.
Got it. Got it. Well, one thing that we do know in terms of how it affects North Carolina is with this general population amount, the state is going to gain a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. Can you share a little bit, Rebecca, of what the implications and impact of this will be?
Yeah, so I probably should have led with the most exciting thing first, and that's that North Carolina got a 14th seat in the House of Representatives. That means that we're going to have to redraw all of our congressional district lines. And where that 14th seat is going to be, what that redraw map is going to look like, we really don't quite know yet. But what we do know is that almost all of our districts, with the exception of District 1 in the East, currently have more an estimated population that's larger than the ideal district size. So we're going to see our urban districts probably get smaller to kind of meet that district size of about 746,000 people, and our rural districts may have to be larger geographically in order to really kind of meet that population threshold.
Yeah, and it is worth noting, too, with the big redistricting conversation, which has been happening for a very long time around the state government, too, it is important looking at the political party in power since they are the ones who take the charge on redistricting. We're speaking with Rebecca Tippett of Carolina Demography, and if folks want to look for what you guys have put out so far about this first batch of data, ncdemography.org, the website to go to. Any other big surprises, big things when you take a look at the rest of the country when taking a look at the census data? North Carolina certainly was not the only state to add a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. It also means, though, that states lost seats, too.
Yeah, so we definitely saw some states losing seats. California lost a seat in the House for the first time in its history. New York lost the seat by the narrowest margin we've ever seen. Had New York had 89 more people in the census, they would have retained their seat, and Minnesota instead would have lost its seat. There were some surprises with that, though. Going into 2020, there were some predictions that Texas was going to pick up 3 seats and Florida was going to pick up 2. In fact, they picked up one, each of those states picked up 1 fewer than had been predicted. Texas picked up 2 and Florida just picked up 1. Arizona had been predicted to pick up an additional seat, but it did not gain an additional seat in the House. So yesterday was a bit surprising for some of those states. But what that meant on the flip side was that some of the states that had been predicted to lose seats, like Minnesota, Rhode Island, and Alabama, did not lose a seat in the House. So overall, we saw far fewer congressional seats change from state to state than we've seen in prior decades.
And so those changes, too, also means redistricting for them. And I mentioned off the top that we're getting this data later than we normally would. Is there any indication in terms of how late this data is coming out, how that will impact the redistricting process?
Yeah, I obviously it's going to make it very challenging for redistricting to occur on anything that resembles a standard time scale. We know that it means that redistricting is not going to be able to really begin until around September. And for some communities that may not meet their existing deadlines, I think North Carolina as a whole is not making a statewide change to election timelines, but my understanding is that there will be some flexibility for local communities that may find that their election process is going to be thrown off its normal timeline because of these delays.
Once again, we're speaking with Rebecca Tippett of Carolina Demography, ncdemography.org, the website to go to there. Rebecca, as we wrap up, anything else that you think our listeners should know about when it comes to this first batch of census data or any other projects that Carolina Demography is working on right now?
I mean, I think that we've covered a lot of it. Obviously, you can always stay tuned to both our website and then our Twitter, which is NC Demography, for the latest. We try to make sure that there's that we really get information out as soon as we know it. So it's been a year of a lot of flux with the census, and we'll continue to keep people posted as we learn more.
And we will look forward to checking in with you guys again soon once we get more information. Rebecca Tippett, thanks so much for taking the time.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.